Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am grateful to be with you on this 14th day of March 2026. Every so often, I'll get a series of questions from one person, and they're very interesting because I think they're caught in the flow of their own thinking. And, you know, this happens with all of us. I mean, and sometimes it can be extremely valuable if one is ready for the experience, that is. And this man, Jesse, from Colorado. I get a lot of Colorado people. I don't know how they find me, but they do, and I'm very grateful for that. Anyway, he asks a couple of questions. In fact, he asked many, but I've picked out two for this week, and I was hoping that they would be something that would be of interest to you and maybe help you. Jesse asks, why do I, okay, why do I, meaning himself, do I, or himself, the I of him. I love this question so much. I was captivated by it. I don't think, Jesse, I've never had anybody ask me such a question. And I think it's so intelligent. I think it's, beyond the means of the pedestrian mentality, but let's talk about it a little bit, or I'll talk about it a little bit. And I want to thank you, Jesse, for being so brave as to do this. Why do I? The reason we do the I, which includes the ego of us, the vanity of us, and all of the accoutrement of all of our fears, our anger, our past lives, our present lives. It has to do with a lot of things all crumped together into one. And with all this being said, and having all of this inside of us, we do the I because it's the first impulse. It's the only thing you know to do. If you have not tried to work on yourself by separating a little bit from your thoughts or separating from the idea of yourself as a person, if you haven't come to that place inside of you where you separate from the ideals of the impulses that we have, the precepts, the concepts about ourselves that are not true at all. We just make up all sorts of stories about ourselves and never really understand the nature of our own being. We never discover it because we're so busy manufacturing and then ideas and thoughts and then maintaining them through emotion and pride and vanity. And in the manufacturing and maintenance of our mind, we create an I. Well, since you were a little boy, you were told that you were Jesse. And what does that mean? What is a Jesse? I mean, really, look at it. What is a Jesse? What does he do? What does he not do? What is his persona? What will he be? And what is his opinion about this, that, and the other? All these things are deeply important to a Jesse. So with all that being said, that's why. Why do you do yourself? Because that's all you know to do of yourself. That's all you know. There isn't anything else. There isn't anything more. There's only the idea of how you have lived in the assumption and presumption, the precepts of your own personality, your own biology. This is not going to go away with people. Frankly speaking, it doesn't go away at all. It's there for the duration of your lifetime, as it were. And what is a person's lifetime but the makeup of all of these personas that we have and personalities, and the I has so many of them? Nobody ever seems to stop like you did, Jesse, and wonder, and I'm going to assume this is something that has happened to you. You have stopped and you're wondering, why am I me? Why do I do me all the time? When I was a little boy, around 8 years old, I used to lay in bed and wonder, why am I me? Why wasn't I someone else? Why am I me? Why am I the Gregory Edward of Penn? Why? And I would just sit there and focus on that. So maybe this would be something you could try and it would answer your question. Why are you Jesse? Why? And if you sit with that question, why? And never come up with an answer, because the object of the exercise is not to come up with an answer. The object of the exercise is to separate more and more from your Jesse. And the more you question him, question your mind about it, the more you will start opening up those little cracks and crevices that live within us all, that are the true nature of our being. And this can be done by any one of us at any time, but it takes practice and consistency. So you sit there with yourself maybe 5-10 minutes here and there during the day. You can't just do it once. It has to be done a couple of times a day, a few times a day. Ask yourself, why am I me? Why is this the only thing I can be? Now listen, you don't want an answer. You can't answer that. If you do, it's nothing more than a concept, a precept. And it's something that you've come to inside of yourself that answers the question, your ego answering the question. Because this question is not about finding an answer. It's about coming to a realization, a total realization. Now, if you do this, if you can do this, if you're willing to do this, you have to do it a great deal, you will start to break through the other side. And you will start to understand things you overlooked. You just didn't think, you know, were important. You will find that what was relevant to the Jesse is not relevant to the I, or as you put it, or the authentic sense of you. But really, there is no you. There is no me. There is no I. But we like to have these terms because our ego demands it. And I understand why, and you do too. I'm sure you're not stupid. So with all that being said and understood within you, if you start working on yourself like this, very, very sincerely and with consistency, a time will come, as it did for me, where I started to look at this I, this Greg, and I started looking at it from an entirely different point of view. They are something we adapt to. And in adapting to it, we lose our life. And once you realize you've lost the meaning of your life, the significance of your existence, even to yourself, because you have formulated an opinion based on the idea of me and I, or what you think you are, that is when you have the breakthrough. And like I say, anybody can do this. It just takes practice and dedication. And if you can do this with yourself, which you can, over and over, who knows what you will discover and when. It could be very fast. It could be very quick. It comes to you, or it could take years. I don't know. Jesse, I don't know how old you are. I don't know your background. I don't know any of that. But I'm telling you, this is a possibility for any one of us at any time in our life. And if you're one of those people who's just a looky-loo, then it won't happen. If you're just doing it to experiment and play with your mind, that won't work. But if you're really looking for the way, the truth, and the light, this will be very important to you. You can do this. And much goodness will happen as it happens. And let me know what you discover when you discover it. Thank you, Jesse, for your question. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.